But I want to talk to you tonight from this thought. And it's 7:27. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Say that with me. I shall not be moved. What is it? Who? I shall not be moved. Hello. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts chapter 20 and what? Verse 24. And this is what it says. But none of these things, what? Move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with what?
Joy.
And the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to do what? Testify of the gospel of the grace of God. People got moved. They got afraid. Don't you listen tonight. They're still afraid. I don't live in that realm. I live without fear. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
If I live, I live. Are you in the house? If I die, I still live. You can't kill me. He can't kill you. So Satan makes threats of what he's going to do, but I'm telling him what has been done to him. So with all these things, and Jesus told us before he left here that these things would come on the earth.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Persecution,
killing, robbery, people rob you, broken home, abandoned children. Am I right? Poverty stricken, starvation. Riots, earthquakes, violent. People so caught up in the political world, but I'm so glad I'm in the kingdom world of the living God, where nothing moves me. I'm not caught up in Democrat, Republican, Independent. I only have one that I'm caught up in. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And he's Lord and nobody else. When all these shoot off their mouths and do spout off, gonna be like a smoke in the wind. You're not gonna see them. But guess what? You and I, we're gonna live. And we're going to live, and we're going to live, and we're going to live, and we're going to live. And then when we have lived, and when we have lived, and when we have lived, we're going to live. And when we have lived, we're going to live, and we'll never find the end of it. And we're going to experience life to be better, fuller, brighter, and we'll hear words like these come out of our mouth. I never thought it could be like this. But glory be to God. That's why we got to get the word to sinners. That's going to be the tragedy of the sinner that sit in a congregation like this. Somebody met someone on the street and they stopped them for a moment and asked them a question. Are you saved? And they said, get this D-A-M gospel out of my face. Right?
Right.
And when they're burning their little tail in hell, these words are going to beat them throughout eternity. So don't you be that fool. I'm going to say it again. Y'all about to get some tough preaching. Straight preaching. Filled with the love of Jesus. And the power of God. You're about to grow up. And become men and women. That know how to believe God. Know how to trust God. Satan have lied to you, my friends. He told you got stuff that you've been delivered from. He told you you couldn't do stuff and God already granted you the ability to do anything. Come on.
Amen.
Out of the mouth came these words from the Lord, telling me to say this for myself. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. If I can do all things, what's left? I'm going to ask you again because y'all didn't seem to answer me. If I can do all things, what's left?
Yeah.
Nothing. So you need to be saying there's nothing I can't do. There's nothing I can't own. There's nothing I can't achieve in life because the life giver is living on the inside of me with all of his wisdom, all of his ability, all that he knows, all that he has done, all that grace has accomplished for me, for you, for us. So there's nothing. So when problem shows up, it doesn't move me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But none of these things move me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neither, see, I got rid of what the enemy, the flesh, want to try to count so dear. And for me to make my little effort to protect it, I got rid of it. Are you in the house tonight? But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. I didn't count this life. You know what the scripture says? And the Lord said this to me. It came up. It's appointed unto man who wants to die. After that, the judgment. You know this scripture, Hebrews 9:27, I believe. Somewhere in there. I'm close. If you turn it over, you'll find it. It's appointed unto man what? Wants to die after the judgment. That was the thing. Die. And what he's saying is appointed unto man wants to die. You can't, this right here, it cannot go to heaven. So we call, he says, pointing out the man wants to die. And it's what it's like, but we see ourselves as being destroyed, forgotten, gone, don't know who we are. And the enemy brings fear to that. Oh, I'm going to die. Shoot, if I die, I'm going to be in heaven. Paul said, far better. If I check out while I'm preaching to you, you may say, oh, Pastor gone. You don't be crying because I ain't coming back. You just have to do what you are better go pick up some of those tapes and whatever that is. So get serious because you were just sitting up in the church listening because you think I was coming back the next Sunday to give it to you. And no, I ain't coming back down here to give it to you. You're going to have to get in there. Do you hear me? So you better listen tonight because the Holy Ghost is talking. And as far as I know, inside of my spirit, I ain't going nowhere right now. But if he has to say, Jimmy, are you done? Okay, Lord, here come.